To Emmy Colton at breakfast. BBC Radio Sheffield.
Well, it is that time of the year again where we welcome the eyes of the world to Sheffield and the Crucible Theatre. The World Snooker Championship starts tomorrow and it is an opportunity to show Sheffield off. But is it really looking its best right now? Our reporter Simon Thake has been out chatting to punters and local businesses.
Here we go then, the bunting is up. Those massive media trucks are here and the big screen is out, Tudor Square, looking resplendent. It is, of course, snooker season. Time for Sheffield to spruce up, get his beer band Tucker out. Someone just needs to turn that drilling down.
Sheffield's a nice city. When you come off in train station, going train station, Howard Street, coming up, it's great. I understand that the council wants to put more money into upgrade the city centre,
yeah,
but it is taking a hell of a long time.
What do you think people will think when they arrive?
It's great. It's great when you come up into where we are now, outside the Crucible. But when you go into the heart of the city, it looks a bit miserable, down and out.
It is a bit grim. I mean, roadworks everywhere, stuff like that. It's a bit depressing.
This weekend,
yeah,
an opportunity to show off the city,
yeah,
at its best. Are we ready? Is it? Can we do that?
Yeah, I'd say there'd be areas to avoid. I mean,
so you said Ronnie O'Sullivan, hey, edge this way. This bit outside the cruise was lovely. Just, yeah, don't walk down.
Don't walk that way. Yeah, exactly.
You pulled a face when I said, are we ready to show off the snooker?
I think it's because I expected it to be more finished than it is. When it's finished, I think it'll be really, really nice. But we were saying we spent more time visiting Harrogate and Wetherby area, where everything's all complete and everything's nice and clean, tidy. And then you've got all the roads up and the pavements up. And I think that was just generally how I felt.
So when Ronnie O'Sullivan and Ken Doherty and, I don't know, Steve Davis and all those punters are walking around and getting their coffee, what do you think they're going to be thinking?
Not a lot, I don't think.
Yeah.
I think we look back to when it was Walsh's, Cockaines. We used to come almost every Saturday, shop, have some lunch. And now it doesn't seem like that at all.
No. Well, the reason for that drilling sound and the grumbles we're hearing is the ongoing work to the city centre. The heart of the city, Radisson Blue, Lear's Yard, all on the way. And Fargate, of course, £15.8 million of future high street funding means lovely planters and seating on the cobbles. But one business says, what with the snooker trucks down one end and the roadworks down the other, they feel cut off.
My name's Lisa Lazenby and I am the owner of the Owl and the Pussycat Pearson, and we're on Norfolk Row in Sheffield.
Outside, quite noisy. We've shut it away, but you can hear the drilling. What is happening at the moment? How are things for you?
So at the moment, there is major regeneration work on Fargate, which I think it's scheduled for the foreseeable, really. They've said winter this year, but obviously I'm not sure. It's really loud, it's really chaotic, and at the moment the entrance to our street, which is Norfolk Row, is pretty much closed off, apart from a very small pedestrian access, which is tiny. So for us, footfall is massively reduced. Usually we rely a lot on walk-ins, but I think with, you know, how it looks, it does look like the street's not open. And on the other side, we've got the World Championship snooker going on, so lots of things going on that side, and we're just sort of stuck right in the middle, really. Usually, last year, with the snooker, Norfolk Row is so busy. You know, you get a lot of people going to Marmaduke's, coffees, cutting through into the city. So last year it was great. This year, I'm not too sure what will happen, because obviously it does look like the end of the road's closed. You've got a tiny, footpath to go onto Fargate. And when you do go onto Fargate, it's absolute carnage. So I'm not sure people will be using the road as much this year.
That's your reaction to Sheffield City Centre, given that the snooker is on the way. Well, it's here, isn't it? It starts tomorrow. Listening to that is Tony Stacey, the chair of Sheffield BID, the Business Improvement District. Now, Tony, I'm proud to be from Sheffield, but the city centre, some people think it looks a mess, it's putting them off coming in, and it's actually bad for business. What do you want to say to those people?
That's true. I don't think we can deny that. But I think most people understand that in order to go for the kind of regeneration, creating the city centre in the way that we want it to be for the medium term, there is going to be some short-term pain, and it is going to look messy in some places for a while. You probably hear from my accent earlier, I'm a Londoner. I arrived here 30 years ago, and people were complaining about all the roads being up, the disruption that had been caused by the trams being put in. I don't think 30 years on anybody would say that that's the wrong thing to do. So I think we're at a similar point at the moment. What I can say is that Sheffield has a great story to tell. And once you get behind the cranes, the disruption, that sort of thing, and tell the story of what's going on, people are really inspired, and I see that again and again.
The problem is, Tony, is that it's not short-term like you mentioned. This has been going on for ages, and based off the council's facts and stats, BBC Radio Sheffield actually released a video with graphics saying that the council said that it would all be finished by spring 2024, and that's a lie, isn't it? Because it's not, and now we've got the world's eyes on us. And I know you mentioned people are understanding and happy, but you just heard from people there, they're not.
And I do understand that, and I'm sure that when the snooker folk arrive, they'll see that as well. But I think there is a much bigger story here. The Homes England, for example, have announced £65 million going into the city centre. This was just a few weeks ago. We've had the Mobile Awards coming to Sheffield. So Sheffield is a city on the up. And I think that's the story, really. And people get it if you explain it to them. And even the people who Simon was interviewing understood that the long-term gain is going to be greater. Insofar as the amount of time it's taking the council, I can't really answer for that. I know an awful lot of infrastructure projects do encounter difficulties, don't they? So I think that kind of comes with the territory.
In terms of the snooker, though, how big is this for the city? You mentioned the Mobile Awards there, and again, it is great. You are right, Sheffield is a city that events are coming to, but it doesn't, you know, take away from the fact that it doesn't look good at the moment, and it hasn't for a long time.
You're right. Well, the answer to your first question about the snooker, it's absolutely vital to Sheffield, isn't it? 1977, the snooker came here. I remember as a teenager watching it on the TV. As I say, I'm a Londoner, and that was my first introduction to Sheffield, seeing the Crucible. So I think if we can keep it here, all the jobs that it brings, the sense of excitement, being able to, you go into the restaurants in the city centre, and most of them have got a picture of the proprietor there with Ronnie Sullivan standing next to them. It's so much a part of our life, our history, traditions, that I think we should do everything we possibly can to keep it.
And this time next year, when the snooker comes back, if it hasn't gone off to Saudi Arabia, as Ronnie O'Sullivan was talking about, will Sheffield still look like this?
Well, it won't go off to Saudi Arabia for the next 2 or 3 years, because it's under contract until 2027. I think there will be other works that are starting. You can't build new homes, you can't do the kind of regeneration that is planned for the city without other things happening. All the changes with regards to public transport as well. So there will be other things that are disruptive. But I certainly hope that Fargate the area around John Lewis, etc., the work that Urban Splash are doing, I think that it'll look an awful lot better, an awful lot different. And it's in terms of footfall that the lady in Norfolk Row was talking about, footfall is down. We monitor it as the bid. It's down about 5% year on year. But the bid and the council and a lot of our partners are doing things to try to make sure we encourage people to come back into the city centre. So turning on the lights, for example, that's going to happen again this Christmas. All the work around the Lunar Festival, the Chinese New Year Festival, that'll happen again. Tramlines framed. There's lots of things encouraging people to come back into the city centre.
Okay, Tony, thank you for your time this morning. The chair of Sheffield Bid there, Tony Stacey, the Business Improvement District. As ever, especially when we talk about the city centre, you always get in touch. Whatever your feelings are, whatever you want to add to the conversation, don't stay silent. We'd love to share your views. 81333, start your message with Sheffield. Call us 0800 111 4949 or WhatsApp 08000 321 333. Start your message with Sheffield. Right then.